Sapientiam sanctorum narent populi et laudes eorum nunciet Ecclesia nomini aute meorum viventi in seculum seculi.
August 8, 2020, Saint Dominic, 1 Corinthians 2:2-10. Now when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with any brilliance of oratory or wise argument to announce to you the mystery of God. I was resolved that the only knowledge I would have while I was with you was knowledge of Jesus and of him as a crucified Christ. I came among you in weakness, in fear, and great trembling, and what I spoke and proclaimed was not meant to convince by philosophical argument, but to demonstrate the convincing power of the Spirit, so that your faith should depend not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. But still, to those who have reached maturity, we do not talk of a wisdom, not, it is true, a philosophy of this age or the rulers of this age, who will not last long now. It is a mysterious wisdom of God that we talk, the wisdom that was hidden, which God predestined to be for our glory before the ages began. None of the rulers of the age recognized it, for if they had recognized it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is as Scripture says, what no eye has seen and no ear has heard, what the mind of man cannot visualize, all that God has prepared for those who love him. To us, through God, has given revelation through the Spirit, for the Spirit explores the depths of everything, even the depths of God. We now return to the daily interpretations after the Father Meditations and the Father Feast. And today we take the reading for the commemoration of Saint Dominic's Day. He is a saint who rendered great service to the spreading of the Gospel and founded the Order of Dominicans. The Dominicans are also called the Order of Preacher Brothers. He was a contemporary of Saint Francis. The teacher of peoples, Saint Paul, the apostle, has again today something essential to say on the theme of evangelization. Without, for example, rejecting a solid education and appropriate sermon knowledge, it is not, however, the decisive thing in preaching. It is a mistake to think that one can convince people above all through polished speeches. It is easy for man to admire the speaker and his skillful expression rather than to advance to the content and encounter God's wisdom. Paul knows this and deliberately limits himself to bringing the message of the crucified one to the people. This is a center of proclamation, for here God's wisdom is revealed, who knows how to integrate even the misdeeds of man into his plan of salvation. It was not the devil and the people who listened to him who were able to bring about their plans to destroy the message of the Messiah with the death of Jesus. No, the cross became a sign of salvation, a sign of God's love for us human beings, a sign of Jesus' love for his Father and for us. Moreover, St. Paul came still in weakness and fear, that is, limited in his natural drives, so that he might not proclaim the message of salvation by his own strength, but in the power of God. If we have success in the outward proclamation, it can happen very quickly that we easily attribute this to our own person. But this conceals the truth. We no longer rely primarily on the power of Christ, and our person comes to the fore inadmissibly. This would be similar with the Dominican order of preachers if they were paying more attention to human and scientific education than to spiritual training. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux was a very great preacher who described monastic life in such an attractive and wonderful way that, so they say, mothers hid their sons and daughters that they would not, convinced by the words of Saint Bernard, immediately enter one of his monasteries. It is reported that during a sermon he was tempted by the devil to vain thoughts. How about he was preaching, what wonderful words he chose, and so on. Saint Bernard noticed this, and he said to the devil, "Because of you, I have not started to preach, and because of you, I'm not going to stop." And he finalized his sermon. This gives us an important clue as to how we should deal with possible vain thoughts and different kinds of conceit about our person. The good gifts of God, such as an alert intellect, are given to us to serve God and mankind and not to build up our own person and its supposed greatness. That is why we always need to cultivate gratitude when we do something well, when we understand something well, or when we are given light for a good sermon. All natural and supernatural gifts come from God and not from ourselves. God has given us these gifts and wants to use them in the right way. So we are always first responsible to the giver of the gifts and not primarily to the people. Our task is to care these gifts of God so that they do not wither away and thus are not buried in the earth. If we live in this awareness and always remain in exchange with God, the danger of arrogance is already reduced. If vain thoughts come from within ourselves or are blown in by the devil, we encounter them in prayer with the indication that all good we discover in ourselves comes from the Lord. This does not mean that we cannot rejoice when we have done something good, but it is the whole realization of the reality of man before God, if it's clear for us, it's coming from the Lord. Especially in every kind of evangelization and mission, this basic vigilance is necessary. To be aware of ourselves, whether we speak too much of ourselves, say too much things that are not important, lose ourselves in words, lose sight of the essential of preaching, and so on. The apostle to the nations was aware of the great task he had, and even more, what a great message had been entrusted to him, which the Spirit revealed to him. Precisely for the sake of the greatness of the task of proclamation, it is important that we carry it out in the right spirit, that we do not lose sight of what is essential, that we also carefully examine the choice of words, so that we do not complicate or trivialize it, and that people come into contact with the greatness which God has prepared for those who love Him.
The entrance verse of today says, "The peoples tell of the saints' wisdom, and the assembly proclaims their praise. Their name lives for generations."
Sapientiam sanctorum narent populi.
et laudes eorum. Nuncius